Welcome, readers. If you are here directly, it is assumed that you know the basics of C++ and the types of data types, variables, and operators in C++ programming language. If you are new to this, we recommend you refer the Getting Started with C++ Language article and the articles on data types, variables, and operators in C++. Let's get started with the different types of decision-making statements in C++. What are decision-making statements? Decision-making statements allow you to decide the order of execution of specific statements in your program. You can set up a condition and tell the compiler to take a particular action if the condition is met. In case the condition is not met, you can instruct the compiler to execute a different block of code. The decision-making statements available in C++ are if statement, if else statement, nested if statements, if else if letter, switch statement. If statement. If statement is the basic decision-making statement that tells the compiler to execute a code block only if the condition is true. For example, if the student's marks are above 40, print their results as pass. Otherwise, print the result as fail. The syntax of if statement will be if else statement. The if else statement works in the same way as the if statement. The only difference is that you can define what the compiler should do if the condition is false. Considering the same example as the if statement, you can tell the compiler to print a message as the entered number is less than 10. The syntax of if else statement will be nested if statements. Nested if statements means one if statement within another if statement. There may be situations where you may need to evaluate a condition based on the result of another condition. In these cases, nested if statements will come in handy. The syntax of nested if statement will be if else if latter. In this decision-making statement, the compiler will execute the statement from the top to bottom. The compiler will look for the condition to match true. Until the positive result is reached, the compiler will traverse through the if-else-if loop. Once the condition matches to true, it will execute the piece of code within the success loop. If none of the conditions are true, the final else statement will get executed. If the final else statement is not available, no action will take place. The syntax of if-else-if latter will be